Hello and welcome to the Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. Swiss Good Offices helped get a recent peace agreement to end years of fighting in the southern African state of Mozambique. SwissInfo's Julia Crawford talked to the man being hailed as architect of the peace, Mirko Manzoni of Switzerland, who now becomes the UN Secretary General's personal envoy for Mozambique.
As peace mediator, as well as Swiss ambassador to Mozambique, Mirko Manzoni spent 3 years shuttling between the country's president, Felipe Nyusi, and Renamo rebels in the bush. He and his small team travelled thousands of kilometres, and the conditions were not easy.
It was not a five-star hotel, it was purely the bush, in the middle of the bush, in the middle of the forest. But that was one of the conditions for the leader of the opposition to discuss. He didn't want to come to Maputo, he didn't want to come anywhere else than where he was. So the only possibility we had, it was to go there, meet there. It was definitely not easy, this is true. We had to fly it with normal airlines, then with small airplanes, then by four-wheel drives, then we had to walk, then we have to drive bikes. So it was quite an adventure. But I think in that sense, we were showing all of the, also the will from our side to support, to help. And I think that was also an important way to build the trust with the leader of the opposition at that time, Lacama.
And indeed, Lacama, I understand he made it difficult for you in the beginning. You were walking around in the bush for 3 days.
First of all, I think at the beginning, everybody is a bit naive because you don't know the parties, basically. And in that moment, Lacama, when he called and said, come and visit me, I would have expected, in a quite naive way, to be welcome at the first day. It was not. So we were turning around really for 3-4 days. And only on the fourth day, he said, okay, fine, now is the day, come and go. But for 3 days, it was really quite, it was really a game. We were turning just around.
But you gained Lacama's trust, and then he died. Was that a difficult moment in terms of the prospects for the peace accord?
When then, after more than 2 years of negotiation, he died, honestly, it was a black hole. Like if everything was gone, everything was lost. It was, also now speaking honestly, I feel the emotion, because it was, we couldn't expect that. We couldn't expect, also because he was a strong man, and you could not expect him dying like that. And when I arrived where he was in the bush, and the one of the person close to him, when I stepped down from the helicopter, and that man came to me and said, Ambassador, he's gone. For me, it was something like everything is... I couldn't... I mean, everything is lost, because he was definitely one of the most important piece of the negotiation. He was the one with President Nyusi deciding. So losing half of... when you have two people, one is died, it's difficult. And at that time, nothing was decided, in fact. Everything was negotiated, but we had nothing in our hands to confirm what was negotiated. So it was totally, at that moment, totally in the goodwill of Nyusi to go ahead or to close the process like that, saying nothing happened.
But both sides chose to continue, and it was the new Renamo leader, Osufo Momade, who signed a peace accord with President Nyusi on August the 6th this year in the capital Maputo. I asked Manzoni, what were the best moments in the peace process?
I think best moment, I would say there was more than one. One was for sure the Swiss National Day this year, 1st of August 2019. It was done on purpose, of course, in honor of Switzerland. And that day was the signature of the cessation, definitive cessation of the hostility in Gorongosa Park. It was an amazing day. And it was...
In Gorongosa Park, that's the rebel stronghold, is that correct?
Exactly. It's where the rebels they are, basically. And it was done on 1st of August because of Switzerland, of course, not by mistake. And then, of course, 6th of August also, quite important, the peace agreement. The only, where I was regretting a little bit, it was that Lacama was not there. Because at the end of the day, Lacama was, with Newsy, of course, the one that started all this process. Usufu Momade was also quite brave in confirming, but we have to admit that Lacama was with Newsy really the master of. They were, I think, they both they deserve something. If there is a Nobel Prize, why not?
Manzoni is now stepping down as Swiss ambassador to become the UN Secretary-General's personal envoy for Mozambique. I asked him what this would entail.
I will continue to do basically what I was doing before. I will be, in a way, I will play the role of the trusted person between the parties. I think having signed a peace agreement, it does not mean still full peace. It needs to be consolidated, it needs to be followed, particularly in what were the two core issues inside the peace agreement. One is the political agreement, so decentralization, sharing power, very important. It's not just signing a constitution which will sort out the problem of Mozambique. The constitution, the new constitution, is changing completely the architecture of the state. So that, I think, is something very important to be followed and consolidated, and helping also the parties really to understand how now the power can and need to be shared for the stability of the country. That one is one part. And then, of course, the demobilization of the soldiers of RENAMO.
When it comes to decentralization, you say this will change the shape of the state, the nation state. Is it in any way based on the Swiss model?
In part, we have to admit, yes, of course. When you are Swiss, you can just take your example. Now, if it's working, why not? Yes, I think in part there is something Swiss. Now, the architecture of Mozambique is not far from what we have, basically, in Switzerland. There is a parliament, like in Switzerland. There is 11, there is not 26, but there is 11 provinces. You have 11 parliaments. You have... Maybe the difference compared to our system is that in every province they have a strong person, which is the governor. And the governor is the one leading the assemblies. It's a bit different than us in a way. But basically, the provinces, they become more stronger compared to before. They are really, they can really manage resources, and they have more powers than before. There is some Swiss there.
The other important prong of the peace agreement, disarmament, demobilization, reintegration of some RENAMO people into civilian life, I understand. All these things, they need continued support, including financial support, right?
Absolutely. One of the mistakes that we don't have to do is to just believe that after having signed, everything is sorted out. Those people, the one fighting for years, they need some dignity and they need some reward in a way. I think it's the time now to properly reintegrate, to give them, particularly I think to give them a future, not for themselves, but for the families, for the kids, for the new generation, in order to avoid this feeling of exclusion, which was at the end one of the reasons of fighting.
That was Mirko Manzoni, the UN Secretary General's personal envoy for Mozambique, speaking with journalist Julia Crawford. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more on this story and whether Manzoni's mediation work could be a model for Swiss good offices. The Swiss Connection is a podcast where we talk to newsmakers based in Switzerland as well as Swiss people living around the world. We produce this program every few weeks, so follow us on Twitter or Facebook for a heads up when the next one comes out. Better yet, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or another platform to be sure you don't miss any episodes. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. Signing off for all of us here, I'm Susan Masika.
Hi, my name is Fabio Canich. I'm the host of another Swissinfo podcast, The Geldcast. I'm a journalist and lecturer on international monetary policies. In my podcast, I talk to finance experts, politicians, and people in the banking industries on money-related topics. This podcast is from the land of money, Switzerland. It is published bi-weekly on YouTube. Highly valuable content, but free to listen to.